specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno o pol.
Drago poslušalstvo, pozdravljeni na 89.3 Radio Študent. Tokrat oddaja Balkan Express nekoliko drugače. Danes bomo kratki, namesto podrobne obravnave neke določene teme, kot to počnemo ponavadi, bomo predvajali komentar Rona Džinovskega, humanista oziroma lažem, ne, rekel bom, aktivista iz Prištine, iz Kosova. Džinovc je namreč za Radio Študent komentiral izgradnjo in pa rušenje dvometrskega betonskega zidu, ki je nedavno zrasel v kosovski Mitrovici na Kosovu. Mesto je tudi sicer brez zidu precej jasno razdeljeno na srbski in albanski del. Srbe v Mitrovici naj bi ta zid dvometrski betonski varoval in ločil hkrati od Albancev, čeprav je uradni razlog za njegovo postavitev okoljski. Naj bi namreč preprečeval drsenje tal. No, kakršenkoli je že razlog za ta zid, da je ta nastal v kosovski Mitrovici, prisluhnimo komentarju Rona Džinovskega.
Together with the rising power of Slovenia's son-in-law, Donald Trump, in north of former Titova Mitrovica, a wall has risen too. Local Serbs, the majority of North Mitrovica, decided to build a 2-meter-high concrete wall in the entry of the bridge that connects north populated with Serb majority and south populated with Albanian majority of divided city of Mitrovica. This wall was just the expression of the euphoria that abducted Mitrovica North when Trump was elected as president. Streets of the city were decorated with billboards with his photo and inscription, Srbi su podržali, Serbs have supported him. For different reasons, such as Trump's standing towards President Putin and NATO, Serbs have interpreted the victory of Trump as a turning point on Kosovo-USA relations. And to test their hypothesis, they decided to send a train to Mitrovica without Kosovo's permission. This train, also a chapel, fully covered from inside with Orthodox iconography and outside covered with a provocative slogan in 20 languages, the traditional and most favored slogan of Serbian politics, Kosovo is Serbia. As usual, trains come and go without Kosovo's permission, but this time, Kosovo decides to act like a sovereign state. They send special police forces in the north populated with Serb majority and stop the train. But common sense tells us that when it comes for such decisions, Kosovo government doesn't take them without the international approval. Therefore, this act was interpreted as a message for Serbian politics on Kosovo-USA relations. But the wall still stood stoic, like a tribute memorial to Donald Trump, who in a way betrayed Serb trust on the train fiasco. Is it worthy? Everybody could have thought for a moment. Kosovo went further. Its parliament took the decision to tear down the wall. Now it was the time for the second test on Kosovo-USA relations. A meeting in Brussels between former Commander Snake, now President Hashim Thaci, former gravedigger, now President Tomislav Nikolic, former Tito's youth leader, now Prime Minister Isa Mustafa, and former Milosevic propaganda and censorship secretary, now Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić. Between this great constellation of titles from past and present, went bad. Angry Vučić flew back to Serbia, complaining that Serbs were being persecuted in Kosovo while Kosovo politicians continued to rant on the wall removal. And there we go. General Secretary of NATO came to Kosovo. And when asked about the possibility of Serb invasion in north of the country, he made it clear that in Kosovo's territory, only Kosovo police, ULEX and KFOR can be present, expelling the possibilities of any adventures of Serbia's army. The wall fell with a fake agreement that was actually rammed through the outstanding disagreements between Kosovo and Serbia. Fingers were again pointed to the West. Had its subtle yet interventionist approach yet again saved the day? Everybody has calmed down these recent days. Vučić now presents himself as a hero of peace, claiming that he avoided an armed conflict with his wisdom, while Mustafa and Thaci are fighting silently on claiming the credits for bringing down the wall. Meanwhile, in both countries it is business as usual. Youth unemployment rate is around 50% in Kosovo and 36% in Serbia. Corruption looms in both countries. Populism, on the other hand, stands tall, higher than all walls, be they visible or invisible. The European Commission's report on Kosovo for 2016 was marked with stagnation from top to bottom. At least, they were so kind to erase the punchline progress report and call merely a report. Kosovo citizens, be them Albanian or Serbs, Bosniaks or Turks, people of all convictions, races and colors, en masse wait for some cross-border miraculous event to manifest itself. Everybody is waiting their own trains to arrive, some from the west and some from the east. Almost no one, I repeat, no one, is really betting on themselves and on their fellow citizens to actually bypass the invisible walls that divides us and try to change something, for us, by us, for ourselves, and in a way that does not resemble an alien invasion. For Radio Student, from Republic of Kosovo, Ron Ginovci.
Tako, slišali smo komentar Rona Džinovskega iz Prištine. Naj pa dodamo, da si v naslednjih Balkan Ekspresih obetamo še več tovrstnih komentarjev. Poskušamo namreč vzpostaviti mrežo stalnih ereševskih komentatorjev iz vsake od nekdanjih jugoslovanskih republik, ki bi v oddaji Balkan Ekspres redno komentirali aktualno politično dogajanje v svojih republikah. Toliko za enkrat, z vami sem bil Mladen Zobec.
Specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Ekspres. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.